What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 24th of August. It's Monday. Have you started the day well? Have you got up early? Have you kick-started your week? Are you a go-getter? Are you chasing it this week? Or did you do what I did and have a long lie-in this morning? I worked the weekend, though, so I got an excuse, but I had a lie-in this morning. Well, lie-in, I mean about half eight, 9 o'clock. That's a lie-in for me. Oh yes, I'm not that much of a lazy bastard. But my point is that it really messes with your head having a lie-in on a Monday. I should have just did it yesterday, but trying to not get up and get on a Monday morning throws you all out of sync. It's fucking messed my day up. My head's all over the place. I kind of think the week's not worth it. That's the way I've been feeling. I thought, oh, I've started it bad. I might as well just give up this week and wait till next Monday and kickstart it then. So Monday, if you take my advice, don't ever sleep in on a Monday morning. It's the worst day to do it because it really puts you in a negative mindset. Saying that, I got fuck all done all day, but I'm still doing this podcast, which is my guarantee to you, written. Well, it's not even written. It's like my word to you. I guarantee I'll get the podcast on, even if it's crap. But I haven't earned any money today, so you'll be sad for me, I'm sure. Anyway, let's move on to the weather. Let's not talk about my woes. I'll tell you what. I'm going to be up, and I'm going to fucking try kickstart it tomorrow, and then it's all going to happen. Today, I just thought, give it up. I just thought, fuck it. I might as well just sit around in my pants and eat cereals all day and watch Homes Under the Hammer and programmes about people with loads of money who seem to be doing really well. Buying houses, left, right and centre, doing them up. Buying houses with auction, cash, doing them up. And then rubbing our noses in it while we're at home with no money. Self-employed, can't find any work. Why they put that shit on the TV? I think they put that on the TV to make people be go-getters, to make you get out and fucking go and try and get a job. Because but it does the opposite effect. I know people who sit and smoke weed and watch them, and they don't move from that chair all day. They'll even watch it on repeat. And they just, you know, they just need something to stare at. They're not doing it for the interest, for any interest in the program. Anyway, winds of up to 70 miles an hour are going to bash Britain from tomorrow. So maybe I should stay in bed tomorrow as well, thinking about it. Next month, all the whole of the month is going to be windy. So if you got a wig, get some extra glue, because your glue's going to wear out, your wig's going to fly off, you're going to be chasing it around, and you're going to look, it's going to end up a tree, a bird's going to nest in it, lay some eggs in it, unless it's the wrong season for that. A bird who lays eggs in August, he's going to lay some eggs in it, and then you're never going to get it back. So be careful. And if you've got a hat, and if you've got money, the worst is that shit money that we've got, the fucking, I don't know what it is, plastic money. As soon as you pull one out of your pocket, the wind catches it. You're chasing it up and down the road like Del Boy in Only Fools and Horses when he's chasing the butterfly. I've done it. I chased a £10 note in my van up the street because it blew out of my hand while I was with the van. And I saw it flying up and had to drive my van after the £10 note. I caught it, you'll be glad to know. I ran four people over on the way, but I caught it. Anyway, so it's going to get windy. William Shakespeare was bisexual and had affairs with men and women during his 34-year marriage to Anne Hathaway. Oh yeah, kinky. Well, whose opinion's that then? That's just nobody knows that for sure, because nobody, unless it's like, you know, you got any videos from 1600s that you can prove it, please? Researchers who made the bold claim have studied the bard's 182 romantic sonnets and say 27 are addressed to men and 10 to women. So there you go. Well, I mean, that's just open to scrutiny, isn't it? There's going to be diehard Shakespeare fans who are not too keen on that suggestion and will say that's not the case. I like to think it is the case. I like to think that liberal mindsets went all the way back there. You probably think in those days it'd have been fucking hung, drawn and quartered for such a thing. I mean, it was only not long ago, even in England, that you would fucking be sent to prison for it or be chastised for it. So, you know, you can imagine it going all the way back to William Shakespeare. He definitely wouldn't have fucking... Somebody would have topped him. Although he was that famous, maybe you get a pass. If you're above everybody else, different status. You could do what you wanted. I mean, if it was the king could shag you, whether you had no choice in it or whatever. I mean, he got fucking William Shakespeare. What's he called? King Henry VIII. He was chopping his own wife's heads off without, you know, I'm bored of you. Can we just get divorced? No, I'm going to chop your head off. I'm bored of you. I'm bored of you. My ex-wife now. Oh, shit. I remember what you did to your ex-wife. You promised me you wouldn't do that. Sorry, but I'm going to chop your head off as well. And he did that. I don't know how many times, but he wasn't a nice guy. If there's ever a reason to hate the royals, he's fucking right there. He's right up there. All that chopping your heads off thing, that was just a normal every day, wasn't it? Even the kings got their heads chopped off. Even the kings, the king for ages, all of a sudden someone will come along and go, right, I'm taking over. You're going to have your head chopped off. You've done it to plenty of other people. Stop moaning about it. Yeah, so anyway, William Shakespeare, bisexual. And, I mean, his stuff is romantic. I mean, it's hard to understand half of it, isn't it? I mean, he's like, you could read one of his things over and over and over again and come up with so many different interpretations. So you could think that, and you could think it. You could think loads of different versions of what's happened. So anyway, he's almost from my neck of the wood. William Shakespeare, I can imagine him with a Brummie accent because he was from Stratford, and that's 30 miles outside of Birmingham, where I'm from. So William Shakespeare is practically a Brummie where I'm from. So he would have sounded like me. So I am also as... As romantic and sexually... Not sexually... charged. I mean, you know, as attractive as William Shakespeare ever was. That's why I'm doing this podcast, because in hundreds of years' time, people are going to look back on this and go, that was as good as Shakespeare ever was. There's podcasts. There's 265 so far. How many sonnets did he do? There's 270 something, I think, I've done so far. He only done 182 romantic sonnets, I'm afraid. I'm sure he did loads more stuff. But yeah, I think I'm going to outdo him. But quality-wise, I'm sure he's got the fucking number on me anyway. But he sounded like me. And that might be up to interpretation. There's no posh English scholar, thespian, who will ever suggest that Shakespeare sounded like me. They don't like my accent. Anyway, spitting image. ITV bosses have banned the new spitting image from flashing Prime Minister Johnson. They've done a Prime Minister, they've done a Boris Johnson puppet, and in one of the scenes he's wrestling with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin in a sauna, and his bits are flying all over the place, his dick's out, and flying, his little rubber dick is flying around, and apparently ITV have banned them from showing that bit. So it's not even up to them, is it? They've got given Boris and Trump tiny latex penises, but Putin's is monstrous. I've got to see this scene. I really want to see it. And now they're banning it. That's got to find its way onto YouTube. And find, you know, they'll get around. It was eye-popping stuff. I wonder if it's true as well. Donald Trump and Boris Johnson with Tiny Todgers and Putin whacking them around with his monstrous one. So that's why spitting image is going to be good. But where are they going to be able to show that then? Because it's on ITV. It's going to be on the BritBox service. So that'll be on YouTube sooner or later. Look out for it, because the spitting image puppet of Boris Johnson, it's like a photograph of him, even though it makes him look like a complete fucking mental case. So you work that one out. Why is that so? Anyway, American President Donald Trump, a guy's made an omelette. And he said that, and he's made it into the paper because his omelette looks like Donald Trump's face. It looks absolutely nothing like Donald Trump's face, but I'm just going to laugh at it anyway. It's just an omelette, and it's got like a crusty bit at the top. I guess that could be his hair, and the rest of it's just an omelette. So there's no eyes, there's no mouth. It's just a fucking omelette, and he looks like Donald Trump. But I'm going to let it go. It's a big fat omelette, so I'm going to say it's a big fat Donald Trump's head. I'll let him have it. Was it, how many eggs is it? He is saying, I couldn't believe it when I saw the Republican staring back at me during my breakfast. He's not staring back at you. There's an omelette staring back at you. There's an omelette that you're looking at. And then you're that tired, or you're that hungover, that you just, you know, when you look at, when you're lying on the on your back on the beach or on, in a field, and you look at the clouds and they all start making a picture of whatever you're trying to think. That's what he's done. Because he don't look like it, but the paper's fucking put it in there anyway. Anyway, slow news day. Anyway, Kajagoogoo singer Limahl has revealed. Remember Limahl? Remember Kajagoogoo even? Kajagoogoo, Too Shy, I think it was. Shitty song in the world, but went to number one. And they had that crazy hairdo. I tell you what, he doesn't look. He's 61 and he doesn't look a fucking. That guy has got a good makeup regime, because he doesn't look any older than 40. He's 61. Fucking hell. There you go. There's hope for all of us. I better get on to him and find out what his beauty thing is. But anyway, it could be being rich. I bet that song made him a lot of money. But he also made $9,000 off a spam advert. He did a spam advert, even though he's a vegetarian. So faux pas. Many people would frown on that, but struggling singer and you need the money, sometimes you just got to do it. And spam's the worst of all the fucking meat things you could probably do an advert for. He probably just thought, no one's going to buy that shit, so I'll do it. And he got paid £100, but they said they'll pay him on repeat if it ever gets used. And he ended up with $9,000 over 12 months. So yeah, he had $9,000 for that. Maybe that's what he started his beauty regime. Maybe he's on like a high-end beauty treatments, which I'm never going to be able to afford. You know, you see these ones pop up on Facebook and there's loads of blokes doing it, and then you check the price and it's like £85 for a little bottle of serum. I think I'll battle with the wrinkles. I'll stick with the wrinkles and pay £85 a month for some fucking serum that you don't know is going to work. The young guys that are putting it on, so how are you going to know until, you know, when they get old? Then you'll see whether they've got any wrinkles. Otherwise, until now, you're not going to know. He's 61. He's proof. I need to get his. I bet he says it's oil of Ulay. That's cheap. You can buy that from Boots. The Bare Necessities has been voted the most uplifting song on Disney streaming service. That'll keep you young, singing the Bare Necessities. If you can go around, walk around in your life, don't matter what fucking bad things or whatever's going on, if you can just think of the Bare Necessities song playing in your head, it'll always put a smile on your face, and it'll always, like, you know, that keeps you young. Stress makes you old. Stress is fucking killing you. But if you can think of Bare Necessities playing in your head, just start singing it. Even in, you know, imagine if you go to the job centre and they say, sorry, we're stopping your dole money, we haven't got a job for you. And you just go, but it's just the Bare Necessities as you're walking out. You know, it's not the right time to do it, but you should be depressed and on your way to a fucking heart attack and thinking about where's your next meal coming from. But instead, you start singing the Bare Necessities and puts a big smile on your face. And you just think, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to be happy. I don't care what the situation is. Okay, I'm going to go and buy myself a bottle of Woodpecker cider and sit in the street, drink it and piss myself. But it's just the Bare Necessities. So you can just, you know, it's one way of tricking your brain into thinking it's all good, even though it's shit. You've got to do it because nobody else is going to do it for you. This guy, fucking, whoever had Mahatma Gandhi's glasses, he's happy days because he put them in an auction. I hope they were. The best thing, if they wasn't even Mahatma Gandhi's glasses, that's the best. But if they were, and they're saying that they were, it was estimated at £10,000 to £15,000. You know, his round glasses, famous round glasses, £10,000 to £15,000. They were dropped off at an auction house in an envelope earlier this month. And they sold for, wait for it, £260,000. Whoever bought them, he don't need a beauty regime. He's already on his fucking ticket to looking young for the rest of his life. He's got loads of money. He's got loads of holidays in that. And he's just going to have the time of his life. The best thing is if they wasn't even Gandhi's glasses. And he's just conned the auction, or conned whoever's bought it. Because whoever buys these things are fucking loaded. So it don't really matter. You know, it's worth, they've conned everybody out of money. So conning them back is the best thing you can do. So I'll tell you, when I get away, everyone, I'm going to let you know. I'll be sitting here, pissed out of my brains, and I'll be saying, sorry, the podcast, I'm taking 2 weeks off this podcast because I've just earned a fortune by ripping somebody off, who's ripping some rich fucker off for a load of money. Right, I'm going to finish up on maybe one more thing. Where am I going? Bloody hell. Snowflakes, avoid full stops. in texts and emails because they find them too aggressive. Oh, come on. You'll be walking around with a fucking nappy on soon. You do really are reverting back to baby status. You just, you know, somebody just starts crying, and then babies that start crying and crying and crying and crying when they've just tapped their toe, and they won't do anything. They won't stop crying until the mum picks them up and like cuddles them and models them and all that. That's what these fucking snowflakes are. Just burst out crying. When somebody sends you a full stop or an exclamation mark, you just start burst out crying and like, you know, don't go out and see anybody because you're that offended or hurt. Come on, you gotta fucking toughen up. I know we like, it's all about fucking open up your feelings and all that kind of thing, but that's going a bit too far. I'm sorry, but I'm sending exclamation marks. I'm sending fuck offs, piss offs, and I'm sending all the swear words. You wanker. I sent that one to someone the other day. And they didn't really need it, to be honest with you. They didn't deserve it, to be honest, but I sent it anyway because I was in that kind of mood. But anyway, so you got being offended has gone way too far. If you're going to get offended, then make sure there's fucking something behind it. Otherwise, you're just making yourself look stupid. You know, the people once upon a time, people used to have something to be offended about. Or when it wasn't that bad, people just go, you know what? I can't be bothered to get involved with that one. Whereas other people are making it their business. They're almost the police. They're calling themselves. They're setting themselves up like some kind of citizen's arrest on anything that you say. They're saying, well, if I don't pull you on it, somebody else will. And then you just say, oh, fuck off. That's my text back to you. Fuck off, exclamation mark, funny face. Because it's all about the funny faces now, isn't it? Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. I think... what's the last one? I'm going to do one more. Anton Dex, celebrity. I'm a celebrity at the Haunted Castle. He's now been attacked by, I thought they were giant ghost seagulls. That's what I was going to say. It's not, it's just giant seagulls. Giant seagulls are shitting on them all. Giant seagulls are going to be shitting on all the celebrities. I'm all about that. That's all good for me. We've got a ghost horse in there. The ghost horse is going to kill them off one by one, instead of before they get a chance to be voted out. And the giant seagulls are going to shit all over them. Good. That's like, hopefully they've been trained to do that by somebody who hates Z-list celebrities and he's just trained them. Maybe they're going to have to eat seagull shit as one of the bush tucker trials, because the bush tucker's not in the bush anymore. It's not in Australia. Now we're in England. You've got to eat fucking dog shit and giant seagull shit. That's, we ain't got nothing else. There's no bugs over here for you to eat, but there's worms. You know, what's it called? Our worms aren't too fucking pretty to look at. So apart from that, you're going to have to eat some dog shit that people, you know, can find a dog shit bin. We'll tip that all over the table, and you can roll around in that in one of the boxes or whatever they do. And that's entertaining. I'd watch that. I'd find that very entertaining. Celebrities in shit. Celebrities in shit. Get me out of here. Anyway, that's it. I'm leaving it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.